weekend, Boaz Fun Days. It's always a hot time in the old town of Boaz. Joining me is Gene Nix. Gene, are you ready?
I sure am.
It's going to be bigger and better than ever. It sounds like you've got a full slate of weekend activities, don't you?
Oh, we do. And, you know, we changed things up a little bit this year that we do have a pool Friday night starting, and that's our American Mini Poolers. But we also have a newcomer singer, and I can't wait to hear him. It's Mark Selinskik. I don't know how I'm probably doing his name wrong, but he's actually, I talked to him, and he does a great job. He brings a little of the soft rock music and country. So that's going to be entertainment starting at 9 o'clock Friday night. So it should be really good to hear him.
Lots of people think of Boaz and the softball tournament, which you've had for years and years. That goes all weekend, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And my husband, actually, Ken Nix, heads that up. We call him senior because we have junior also. But what we're so proud of now that we have a group of young people starting to help out with the softball tournament. So they went out there and they've worked, they rolled the grounds, they actually got on their hands and knees, were pulling weeds and to make it look good. And so, and they've been raising money so we can get new bases and everything next year. So I have to give kudos out to those softball teams that they're coming together and really working hard. Friday night, we also have the Friday night fish fry.
Lots of good food all weekend.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. Of course, I'm cooking, too. But anyway, and when this morning, of course, I brought my dog back in. We've been packaging up 200 pounds of cheese curds for the weekend.
Oh, my goodness. So what do you do? Sell those?
Oh, yeah. Down at the food stand at the pull-in track, and I have a new storage area there, too, that we actually put in that I have 1,000 hamburgers I'm going to be doing, 200 brats, 200 hot dogs, 200 pounds of cheese curds, lots of beverages of all sorts. So come down and see me. I'll be there all weekend. But the Lions Den, what really helps us out on Saturday morning, they put on a pancake breakfast. So that starts out our Saturday morning. And then we start, then after that, we go to the antique tractor pull. And that's, to me, I always say pull it off the field and pull it on the track. So that's basically what that's going to be. And then this year, we have Mickey Randall is actually putting on a cornhole tournament. So bring a partner and come there. Sign up is at noon on Saturday, and 1 o'clock starts the tournament. So that should be pretty exciting. If you're not down there playing ball, come up and join the tournament up there, right behind the community building.
Yeah, you can do both if you want to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Southwest Pullers are there again this year, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're a great group of people, Matt, that come in. I can't say enough with them. Even when I'm setting up food, Matt, those guys actually come over and they go, need help? So they're a great group. And I also have, this year we're going to raffle off, is a barn board quilt. Even though I hear this a lot, because my husband and I go back and forth. I'm international, he's John Deere. But it's a John Deere barn board quilt that we'll be raffling off this year.
Hmm. So that's why you're getting rid of it, right? Because you're international? And
Yeah. Okay.
And what about, you going to have fireworks this weekend in Boaz?
Yes. And we actually got a company out of the, up by Appleton that's coming down to put on our fireworks for us. We want everybody to be safe. So these people, they're licensed to do this. So we'll still put on the great show that we always do for Boaz Fun Days. I mean, it's phenomenal. And so we're going to be doing that about 10 o'clock. We'll shut down the lights so everybody can enjoy watching the fireworks go off. So it's kind of like 250-year celebration for our country.
Mm-hmm. And how many years for Boaz Fun Days? Do you know?
This is 52 years this year.
52. Wow. Yes. Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
And we're going to have T-shirts out there, too. This year I'm going to have red, and there's going to be blue and light gray celebration of our country and Boaz Fun Days out there. And then we have music Saturday night, too. So Donnie Razick, he's one of our homeboys here, And he will be performing Saturday night also. And I tell you, he's great to listen to.
Mm-hmm. And your chicken barbecue always draws a crowd on Sunday, Gene.
Oh, yes, yes. And I'm going to be picking that chicken up today, and they get it seasoned, ready to be barbecued. And I make my pasta salad, which I sell all of that every year on that, too. So, yes.
Oh, it does. And then, keep you busy. Huh? It does keep you busy, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, I don't think people really understand what goes all behind the scenes of this, but we want to have people have a good time out here. And then Grace, actually, and I'll give a punch out there to Grace, they're going to be out selling raffle tickets this weekend. And just to let you know, I'm a cancer survivor. This is 6 months cancer-free yet. I had breast cancer last year during Boaz Sundays, but I wouldn't miss it and give it up for anything. And so Grace is coming out this year to sell some of their tickets. So I hope people support our Grace also.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cancer hits pretty close to home, doesn't it?
Yes. And just to let people know, Kevin Jasper is also a cancer survivor right now. He just had a good checkup, too.
That's awesome. Good to hear that you and Kevin are both doing well and on the upswing. And I don't think either one of you would want to miss Boaz Fun Days, would you?
Oh, no, no. Last year, people came and they looked at you and go, "You're still here?" And I go, "Yes, I am."
Yes. For the long haul, but, yes.
Yes.
Anything else you want to add about the weekend, Gene?
Well, we have Snazzy. She does face painting. She will be in the park doing face painting. And it's just not for kids. It's also for adults. You should see the wonderful work she does. Hmm. We also purchased a bounce house for the kids to play on. So I got to keep those kids entertained, too, during Boaz Fun Days.
Well, it's all about the whole family, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And then I hope people will recognize the new playground equipment we put in the park from the money that we got from Boaz Fun Days last year. We put new playground equipment in. We planted some new trees. So the money that we make for Boaz Fun Days, we put right back into our park, which I love our park out here.
Yeah. Yeah, it just gets bigger and better. We appreciate taking time to talk to us, Gene. Good luck and happy Boaz Fun Days this weekend.
All right. Hope to see you out there.
Gene Nix joining us on this portion of the morning show.